should have really talked to us.
Yeah, you
got the entry.
Yeah,
we
get the entry.
We'll figure it out.
There's speakers on the computer too. So, how much
speaker? Up to you. No worries.
I'll put it up.
Whenever you
play later.
So I think I want to read a few pieces from a couple books that are out. You're welcome to grab some copies if you want. A couple from a book called Quotations, which is my first full book of poetry. This book, Prefab Eulogies, that Will read from, is mostly a multimedia piece that was transliterated into a book for reasons I'm not sure. And this book came out this year. And I think the work that I've been engaged in most recently is vaguely conceptual in the sense that, in terms of conceptual poetry, it makes use of a lot of corporal and bodily procedures and makes use of some evaluation of poetry as having use value as part of a larger aesthetic ecosystem. I think of my work maybe as much as installation as I do lyric poetry as a kind of bizarre combination maybe of the two, and see whether or not it works out. So I want to read a couple poems first from a collection that I'm just finishing up now called Hospitology. These are poems that are written in hospitals and in hotels and in clinics, mainly medical clinics. Hotels, motels, when we're having to stay overnight for hospital procedures and I have a degenerative illness, which has caused my partner and I to spend a lot of time on the road, a lot of time in clinics and hospitals. So, these are pieces that are then also read in hospitals and hotels. So they get read at readings, but mostly in clinics. So I'm impromptu sort of wandering ambulatory homes. With the high-fi feeling, resolute nosegay skin grafts to swaths of bloom, like my Z's body's inner wish is a West Bank's preoccupied constitution, its page halves. As of yet, no either or, charter for a forest of senses, designation ephemeral. I've always been a femme tucked, performing Jim Lair, never reassigned. Sometimes Whitman, civil soldiers fell, gives one hope. Like your wish for strategic gunfire at this lurching cog for a desired maiming, insured to be one by erasure or another, to be that held who not in the frame. A dismembering, a surgical proposition. There's mauve here, some spit off white. Why not recover in cis arms to speak visible? This line is your potential for now. The here opens as a fixed complex. An armory produces lasers that retrofit only parts like hands to paint with. Hewn rogue in black green, a boring scene of aversion. Where add place meant is foregrounded, but a high yield those who listen to the torsional birth of certainties inside that tissue sequencer, fortune cookie, ham hammered wedge, a thousand incessant blows Darwin wrote of, will have us past all this then, before the dock jammed with damaged strikers and rats reserved for want of work in need of want. No, a no main thing, a life as elliptical as a motel body. This is called Complicit in the Shakedown for Robert Cochin. Low yield of community held prop bunk stats, and when held by global trade mark, who will inherit the earth day? They savaged me and I liked it. Why? Remediation of this body is this body. Dissect dissection in our medical field, find rich burnings. The cancer of forest enclosures discloses inheritance of low-yield translocation. Enclosure begets enclosure. We produce two-thirds of the world's arms, and not one of them is mine. But a hole gurgles like a market under cover of spontaneous order. If surgery is a land grab, why so elective? If only Mexico had been an amenity like this lower half, hireling the legs, operari, the feeling you get in my dick when back pressed his future asset and say, does this hurt? Obama has no use for a perineum. It's between the balls and the asshole, one day demarcation worth making. A poesis is skin rush secrets, a fault line in name only it. Relinquish the book to deterritorialize the touch is back in vogue. So be careful with these hand-me-down tea merchant tax disputes. Hands fall blood prey to their representatives. Unless heated by the gift of death sinks into you, the strangled hold of speeches, the unfolding syndrome of the yielding me yields all possible floors. This is from a section of this book called Depreciable Assets. This is a poem called Cubicle Factory Line. NYU Hospital, ER, May 20th, 2010, 11:20 p.m. Nobody here wants a common curtain. Fabric salvages Koinos frays at the shadows made by feet unaware of their hands. Partition, nami. Sensu, aquabro. Our eco-friendly hospital curtains come from LEED certified fabric mills. Wage slave, thrall, vassal, vagabond, vagrant, employee, able-bodied, poor, impotent, poor, pauper, proletariat, professional beggar, sturdy beggar, simpleton, serf, bondsman, rustic, modified slave, wage laborer, peon, working poor, fox, hayseed, colonist, unfree laborer, undocumented drudge, stagnated wage earner, cheap worker, stooge, child. Peace had made a pop when they peeled back her face, and under here, where the shadows come and go, the floor is tilted. Wheeled baggage rolls on its own, chain link docile like a runaway train, cars run away. All lurch forward in linear time, the lunch rush crowds of vast potential. Adobe, coastal, green tea, nutmeg, seeds. Our eco-intelligent polyester is made from a fully optimized fiber using a new environmentally safe catalyst. I saw P roll by, I saw P hit P, so P roll by, I saw faceless gold roll by, I saw somebody's lead roll by. I saw a tray of brown bottled fluids flanked by two machines that beep roll by. I saw another P, this P a real live one roll by. I saw an N on a gurney joy rhyme roll by. I saw a stock of eco-friendly hospital curtains from the cubicle factory stacked on a bed roll by. When they went, where they went off to is nobody's business, everybody's problem. Oh, the koinos, the common curtain is a shawl, is a wait and see, under, over, exit sign in full blaze. bluegrass, dune, sea glass, lagoon. The fabric is designed with optimized dye stuffs and chemicals which replace harmful chemicals and hazardous heavy metals and dye stuffs. Through a blank we drew is my neighbor I won't meet, what the 10x6 go-go green do not touch will do to touch and go on, replace, cut, move, and go on. Halves the room like a sun sometimes does at night, he says back there, at night, there. Wheel, caster, voice, linoleum, aluminum, rail, whisper. It's called writing work. If disability is work, then I'm writing on the clock, no copincino. Never didn't have a job, so this is my job at present. It stands to reason. Pause, narrative, document, body. If a body is a document, since we repeat this to commodify the body, as Carrie Edwards writes, then the exploitation of a form of repeatability, namely the controlling and refinement of a repeatability seen in complex hierarchical social arrangements, in, for example, the workplace, interrogation rooms, judicial and penal systems, results, we could say, in, among other things, confession. A sort of extant set of behaviors, including utterances, behavior or utterance under social duress. I'm interested as much in the mechanisms by which the body confesses, the repeated pressures exerted upon the body such that confession as a retroactive naming of this event results as I am in the content of the confession itself. I'm interested as much in the commodification of the body by way of power brokers trading in confession, or what we deem to be confessional modes, hence trading in bodies, in the confessional subjective documentary character treated as abstract asset, as I am the moment of alteration, up to and including the acknowledgement of these processes of commodification by the subject herself. In that moment of strain, that moment between pressure exerted and utterance or behavior performed or information extracted, the constructs, will, agency, and identity, among other relations, are illuminated, torqued, even shattered. What is often thought of interest in the analysis of the interrogator, detainee, or worker-manager relationship is that pressure, the pressure by one elicits information or behavior desired in the other, but not necessarily factual information of evidentiary value or productive labor. I'm not arguing against this point. Many studies in the literature, especially in relation to false confession, bear this out, but the relation is muddier, and so more than that, through the hierarchical surround, the systems under which both subject and objects are given their repetitive roles, the body is relegated to the status of recording device, each is. A recursion loop occurs. As one is inscribed by repetition, training, and physical force, various forms of indirect torture in some cases, functional roles are blurred. The interrogators interrogate themselves and their mission by way of inscribing their given instruction and roles onto the confessor, therefore reading back their own tasks and desires which stem from them in the form of the document body of the confessor. The confessor, by meeting the demands of the interrogator, changes the interrogator's line, and through repetition becomes also interrogator of sorts, albeit one who is, even if consciously, reactive, who takes on the shadow of the interrogation and moment after moment of reflexive spasm. The confessor's utterances and behaviors under such conditions are recordings in a double sense, then. In hearing themselves play that, the interrogators or managers too were inscribed, trained, even untrained, and so the relation becomes one of abject failure as success, a necrotizing dance, as extant, toxic event, turning the body's vote into commodity and the relation to the borrower's market that trades in these futures together, power arrangements blurring an erotic erosion of the subject. What is left is not actionable intelligence per se or super productivity, but mere empty mechanical self-fulfillment and or exhausted expropriated labor slash info machine, one having traces of the other in it. The more the confessor says what the interrogator wants to hear, the more the interrogator interrogates, being on the right track, and the less return she gets on her investment. The reverse does not also hold, since the interrogator always wants more, the professor doesn't likewise want more, as one might were the system of valued signs and mechanisms of control a different one from the goals of accruing asset, though an alienated worker can be said to be housed by so little option as to need more. And yet both always end up grafted onto one another. The marks left by that process become the document of the document, altered by shared yet wholly disparate terms of commodification. And when this is acknowledged as such, as one can hope from those marks to be repurposed for ends otherwise. Which is to say, one hope may be that the acknowledgement can radicalize the subject vis-a-vis status as body made docile, living document docile, capable of passive, active witness to its own commodification, not just of the methods used to inscribe it, not to the content of what it recorded, but the systems by which just this relation was ever made possible, and that these events occurred. Reading effective registered is here like reading the wounds of the skin as they heal or scar over and shape our, quote, ability to make future utterances. This sort of functioning and abstracting of the confessing body is performative and shares something in common, perhaps, with the uselessness and yet transgressive aspects of the poetic utterance, the sexual prosody of annihilation. And so, with each encounter, the body ever more a palimpsest of inscribed orders, requests, dismissals, can become radicalized to its own status as document, if not simply as commodity. Confession, what was once considered the delivery of information the agents desired to remain private, as much a mode of archival singing, the singing the social conditions of its becoming or coming undone. Registered effectively as marks left behind, even the fault, allopathic, bestial, conophobic, digmonder, heel skin, boobar, gaywad, homosexual, idiopath, jewelry, klepto, liver, pipe, night crawler, operarium, playboy, queenie, ruler, sex offender, tricksy, unreported vet, whistleblowing, X-link, yiddies, settle from. Lines constructed from the pressurized event, born of a system that requires confessions remain partially abstract, the labor only so skilled or completed by any one worker, so as to remain inexhaustibly submissive and yet also fulfilling not just of the work to be done, but for the manager vis the satisfactions he gets from exerting continued pressure. Abstract, even if parts of the narrative are concrete, the confession's value exists in its potential to be as close to pure commodity as possible without ever totally becoming such. So that the confessor can never truly be exhausted, can keep delivering tradable information or behaviors that are only so actionable, labor is only so skilled, surplus for further expropriation is needed from confession in order that its market does not bubble. To sing of one's singing between sessions, then, is also a kind of archiving, and that draws on the psychophysical states, previous moments of inscription, previous alterations that can be made sense of only retroactively, narrativizing or cataloging these states, serving as a way for the subject to piece herself back together into a cohesive document in the face of overwhelming evidence that the confession has been outsourced and has no value in and of itself, has no singular or unique value. This, when acknowledged by the subject, becomes part of the mechanism of radicalization, organization, or agitation. The mechanism of the archival song, the confessional narrative, often, maybe necessarily, remains partially obscured out of view. Hence, the singing also transmits an incessant failure to intervene in a process that is now and always past tense. I've been working in occultations a lot with interrogation of the body under duress. And working with, of course, some famous and infamous leaked documents such as the Bybee Memorandum, which outlines uses of various ways in which it's legal for detainees to be tortured at Guantanamo, to lesser known leaked documents such as the leaked document of the 2008 Washington State Joint Task Force, which is a fusion center located here in the city, which brings together public and private law enforcement agencies, FBI, CIA, and civilian contractors, hiring civilian contractors to infiltrate, spy on, etc., various organizations, including labor unions, in order to get around habeas corpus and other quote-unquote constitutional liabilities that would be in the way for those federal law enforcement agencies or state to do the same thing. So there's a section on occultations which writes through this work. And the practices by which I write, I'm interested in procedural writing. And in this book in particular, procedural writing is something that's very embodied, something in which living with a particular set of conditions that are painful day in and day out, I find interesting. I find interesting as a constraint. As a constraint to be potentially shared, or that's shareable. And so this book is, for the most part, written under various conditions of corporal submission or various forms of self-subjecting duress. So this is one particular poem that occurred after a week-long fast. A week-long fast in which I spent most of the day taking up the walling procedure. The walling procedures, I don't know what that is. Walling is the very common walling procedure is to hold the detainee like this for right, and to be in this position for 8-10 hours. As long as there's a 20-minute break within that 10-hour span, it's legal. Do I think poetry will change that? No. Song for Neighborhood Watches for Laura Bauer. The whisper is no longer audible. We talk like breathing sings and leaks. I hold masters in collection of, exploitation of, dissemination of, want ad. Civilian to civilian enterprise, PATRU, post-BTSD battalions, alert from classified, classifieds, national security, personal security, national security, financial security. Let's play a game of fusion center. Empathy, the premise of place, she said, in lighted room after rented room, we who gather in joint readiness. Writing and disseminating ad hoc intelligence bulletins, participating in the production of intelligence assessments, preparing and participating in intelligence presentations. Subject watches, subject watching, what subject claims, subject wants to watch. Wants, bodies, view, fail, see, seeing, and seeing, fail, zoom, seeing, pains, under, heart, organ. Appendix. Organ. Appendix. Organ. 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 Appendix. Organ. 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 Appendix. Organ. Organ. Our lacquered surfaces stand nose to nose. We made this feedback loop. Now this feed loops back. Our words catch in the wire mesh. Hold, hold, metal, branches, several, wakes, two, insect, use, box, whose, insect, or his. Sounds of head, listen to sounds of wrist, flesh, probe, adama, 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 adala, adala, as halas. All evidence is Xerox, all plans for Shiva, all garrisons are deductible, all witnesses are nightblind, all terrorisms are prefixed, all perversities are redacted, all the ghosted dead not hear that someone knows their names, all watchdogs are as per Fusion Center contract responsible for raw intelligence classification analysis, daily intelligence briefings, weekly intelligence bulletins, periodic intelligence assessment, information dissemination to local law enforcement agencies, effective communication to help others learn, understand, and apply specific criminal intelligence analysis principles, techniques, or information, effective identification, collection, organization, and documentation of criminal intelligence data and information in ways that make the information most useful for subsequent assessment, analysis, and investigation, participating in the production of intelligence assessment, I imagine the outsourced analyst is split about his new work. Heaving under a low ceiling using his dick is a kind of measurement of the depths where my mouth ends and the rest of me begins. Everyone has a secret life, thus nobody does. In the throes of uncertainty, he's not as hard as he ought to be, maybe wondering whether what he's doing is right or what he's done is right, knowing it's legal, they said, and that they said when he didn't ask about it, it's not based in religious or political affiliation. Where's your head, I want to say to him, wanting him to feel the choke of this body, how his can cause love too. My mouth full out of service. Our resumes aren't as cheery as we are. Narrative's function, perhaps to catch its refractory stutter emerging as construct of and slippage from the larger storyboard. Because the known and unknown touch, one witnesses. There needs to be no conspiracy, despite the fact that it is a conspiracy. Some say we stupefy ourselves, insisting that the term intention means anything at all, yet even the skeptic has no problem using unintended consequences probably daily. I'd like to think that if I had a wand, I'd roll back the unintended consequences of this joint task force, but neither do I have a vagina. The only fuck me after anti-war protests. Anyway, it was revealed as private contractor, he's not calling. Now as asleep, complicit sprawls in some lucid dream, its signal is picked up by my neighbor's microwave. Sent to the next house, the next, and then the next, those black rectangular rooms, lately remodeled, listening for signs of immigrant plans. I directed her to watch television with earphones on. See if I could catch it in her face, the way her body studied its cutting tracks, their left outlines, the shape of data mine, her legs crossed, mouth twice covered by her hand. Even her hand is more than a diagram. Her this and this, the body is a gift of death. And the whole veiled picture in this writing is now and now again a split lark innards catalog, each part only the image of a man whose name I cannot pronounce, and whose imagined misery we call a particular logic, while the bird vanishes, says nothing to itself. How are we doing on time? One o'clock? So that's it, yeah.
I found that song.
You got it?
Yeah.
Let's close out the song. Get speakers as well, yeah?
Yeah.
Rick, get ready. Anyone else who knows the words?
That proposal was a little easier to identify who the enemy was. And the process a bit more subtle than these remaining days of Babylon. And we didn't have free public education, at least not for our women people. We didn't have mass media. We had songs, we had stories, we had nonfiction. Each day, well, let me put it this way. All of us assign blame in our own best interests. Right? Well, if we assign blame in our own best interest, that means blame is relative. And if blame is relative, then one of the important functions in society becomes who controls the blame pattern. Why is it that large bodies of workers, like in my country, assign blame downward to some welfare chisels down at the bottom? You know, they say trying to get a little bit of something for nothing. And they never assign blame upward to the handful of big-time chisels at the top to get a whole lot of something for doing nothing at all. Well, that's because the blame pattern is manipulated. Sure. Through the public schools. You know, we give our kids over to that and we put them in the public school. And then the public schools build in the automatic responses, levers, and buttons. When they go into the labor force, you see, then the government reaches out through its media in every home and pushes those buttons and pulls those levers and elicits massive response for or against anything it chooses. Like I said, it's easier to identify who the enemy was. You're booming into the freight yard. You see the private cars roll off on the siding. You can see, as you were sweating underground like a mute, the mansions being built in a ring on the hills around. See the mansions working their way high up the hill.
These longer poems, which I don't usually read. I usually read the peppier stuff.